listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today as we open the Bible and consider His Word. Today we're continuing in Jeremiah chapter 6. Now I know we've been in Jeremiah 6 for a while, and frankly we've still got a ways to go. But this is such an important, I think, and significant passage of Scripture that it deserves the time that we're giving it. And so if you have a Bible and can access, have access to a Bible, join us today as we look at Jeremiah 60, chapter 6, and particularly we're going to be spending our time on verse 16. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. These we send out each week. We send out a number of them, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, the prayer journal is simply a little notebook that you can put in your pocket, a purse, or Bible case, something like that, that you can carry with you to church or to have in your devotions as you write down your requests. You know, the Scripture says to let your requests be made known unto God. And so a great place to keep record of those prayer requests and then mark them off as God answers those prayer requests. You know, He promised Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And what a blessing it is to be able to check off when we see how God has answered our prayer. And so I want to get one of these to you. They're absolutely free. And I'll make you this promise. We're not going to put you on an email list. We're not going to be flooding your email box with emails. We're not going to be asking you for money. We just don't do that. It's a simple transaction. You contact us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us. And we appreciate that. And that's it. And so we'd love to get one of these to you. So you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. There, click on the link that says contact us, send us an address, and send us where you're hearing the program today, and we'll get one of these out to you just as soon as possible. Now, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us. Let me give you our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you didn't get that address, you can find it at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get to Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah was at a time when there was absolute rebellion against God. Now, today I'm not going to take time to read all of this passage, but you can go back and read Jeremiah 6, really beginning at about verse 9 or 10, down through verse 17. We really want to concentrate on verse 16 today. But I'm not going to read this whole passage. I'll kind of summarize it just a little bit. Because in verse 16, we find this glimmer of hope as God is giving them direction. You know, God wants His people to come back to Him. You know, I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, if you feel far from God, guess who moved? Maybe you feel far from God today, but you can come back to Him. You can return to Him. And that's really what this passage of Scripture is talking about. When we read the context of Jeremiah 6, it was a time of rebellion against God. They would not listen to his word. In verse 10, again, Jeremiah 6, he said that they cannot hearken. The word of the Lord is to them a reproach. They have no delight in it. In other words, the word of God was offensive to them. And then later in the scripture, we see where they say, when God says, here's hope, I'm going to give this to you, they said, we will not listen. We won't walk that way. It was a time not only of great rebellion, but of great corruption. We go again back to verse 13. From the least of them to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. He said, from the least to the greatest, they were given to covetousness. Now, covetousness here is when people want your stuff. Does that sound familiar? They want your money. Every day we get phone calls from people who are trying to scam us and to lie to us and to do what they can to steal our credit card numbers, our social security numbers, all of our information. Because they want your money. They don't care about you. They want your money. And it's all over. Even here, he said the priests and the prophets were dealing falsely. They were trying to give a false hope. When he said, they've healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there was no peace. Today, we call that gaslighting. When they tell you an obvious lie and try to tell you it's not so, they'll say, oh, everything is fine. Everything is all right. You don't have to worry about a thing. It's peace, peace. And there was no peace. And so in the middle of all of this corruption and in the middle of all this rebellion, God then tells them through Jeremiah, verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. That was not an empty promise. Even later, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so we've been talking about some characteristics of this path, how it is a well-blazed path by those who had gone before. It is well-marked by the trials and the triumphs and the testimonies of those who have gone before. But I also want you to notice this. Another characteristic of this path is that it is a blood-stained path. It's stained by the blood of those who have gone before. Have you read Hebrews 11, particularly the last half of the chapter where it tells of the persecutions, the deaths, the imprisonments, the torture that those people had gone through, people of faith, martyrs who had died for their stand for the Lord Jesus Christ? One that I feel like that everybody should know about was a preacher named William Tyndale. Have you heard of him? William Tyndale. His heart's desire was to make the Bible available for everyone. This was going back to into the 1500s. The Bible was in Latin and sometimes in Greek or Hebrew, but the common Bible, the Bible that was available, had been translated to Latin, but nobody could read it. In fact, it was against the church in some places to read the Bible, which is crazy. But they couldn't read it. And so William Tyndale, his desire was to put the Bible in the language of the people. And he translated that Latin Bible into English. Yeah. The Bible we read today, the Bible we hold in our hands today, has its roots and its foundations in the translations of William Tyndale when he took the Bible from Latin to English. Later, there was a king. You've heard of him, King James, King of England. He authorized the publishing of Tyndale's Bible. It's the 1611 King James Version. Now, I realize you may have a Bible that says King James, but believe me, you can't read the 1611 King James. I've seen them. But you see, it was William Tyndale began that. Now, I'm telling you all that to say this. You know, when William Tyndale translated the Bible, would you believe it was the church that opposed him? And the church that eventually executed him and burned him? Yeah, he gave his life so that you could hold the Bible you have in your hand today and read it in English. Yeah, that path is bloodstained. Not only by William Tyndale, but many others who gave their lives for Christ, who would stand up for him and would not refuse to confess him. Although they tried to get people to deny Jesus, they would not do it, and they paid for it in blood. And then also don't forget about the blood of Christ. You know, Hebrews 9:12 says, "Neither by the blood of calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Now, very quickly, it's not only a bloodstained path, but it's a narrow path. This is where Jesus came in, and when he talked about it. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, "Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." When I say it is a narrow path, you see where the word says enter in at the straight gate. Now I know almost immediately we think straight, like a straight road or a straight line. That's not what it's talking about. Here the word straight is straight, which means a narrow place. It's a narrow gate. That gate is Jesus himself. And so it is a narrow gate. But also, very importantly, it is a clear path. This path is very clear. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." It's a path that leads straight to heaven. Read the first part of that chapter, John 14, when Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." And you see, it's a clear path. You're not going to, once you follow Jesus, you cannot get lost. You cannot get off of that path. There are no side paths. There are no roadblocks. There are no detours, and there's no alternative way. Proverbs 12:28 says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Are you on the pathway that is Jesus? Oh, don't think you're on your own path. If you're on your own path, you're going the wrong way. Let me give you another verse, Jeremiah 6:16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Seek that old path. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Our time is gone. Thanks for listening.
Consider
God bless you.
His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
I've been waiting for the answers to come, to understand your ways and not run from, get a glimpse inside the realm of the unseen.